How y'all doing? It's the Stay Valid podcast, and I got
Amira Harris.
Okay. So, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff today. Well, this is the first podcast. We're supposed to have Kiora as the co-host, but she ain't make it today. But we just want to start our podcast off. Anything to help with anybody to relate to. I got to talk about mental health for the first time. What you talking about today?
So basically, I'm going to talk about like things that's going on in the world, current events, also just navigating life through college. Just a bunch of different topics that I feel like, I mean, young adults our age are interested in. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things that we could talk about. That's like popular and things that are unpopular because we don't give a fuck. You know, we just don't.
So first, come on. Okay, kid. So I just want to say that I feel like as this generation is, the generation as it is today, I feel like mental health is not really taken serious. Do you agree?
I definitely agree. I feel like we do talk about it a lot, but I also feel like things are kind of put into place like AI. Mm-hmm. Like also like, you know, therapy. Like people use AI as therapy. Like people are starting to use AI for a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm talking about parents though. I feel like parents don't really take mental health seriously. Like you can sit there and have a conversation with your friends about what you're going through, how you're feeling. But like when it's time for you to express how you feel to your parents, I feel like they're very closed off about how you feel, or they make it seem like it's not a problem about anything, you know?
Or that it's not a necessity, or you know, they just say like, "Oh, you got it good," you know? They don't really talk about like, because it's hard being a young adult in mm-hmm. today's world. There's so many different things that are influencing us. And I feel like back then, they also, like, appreciated originality.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have that. We don't have that now. A lot of people just follow trends and do what everyone else is doing.
Like, nobody has self-respect for themselves. So also, when it comes to love, too. Like, when it comes to love, you see, it's used for your body mostly is a lust, as I should say. I feel like people don't really know how to love. They just want to have intercourse a lot. And people don't have respect for themselves no more. You don't really know when someone is important to you because they don't really care in the generation, you know?
I agree.
So that's the first topic. We want to get into the sports and stuff or anything you want to say.
So right now, so I study business, with the emphasis in sports and entertainment management. So I kind of follow things that's going on in like the sports world, just because I know in like 2 years, a year from now, I am going to be like in that industry, mm-hmm. but I also like minor in film and television. So it's like, I have a lot going on, but like, just like one of the main things that everyone's like talking about right now is Shedeur Sanders. He is a 5th round pick, and his dad's Deion Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they were just saying that like, so basically, he got prank called.
Okay,
he got prank called by this white guy. They went to.
Are you talking about the one that was in the shade room recently?
Yeah, he had got prank called by this white guy. He went to Ole Miss. And he had his dad's like on Atlanta Falcons, and basically, like he's like he do something for Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's like a director doing something, but basically, like that's not really it. Basically, he got information from his dad's computer, and he decided to prank call Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, everybody already like, what's going on? What's going on? Why is he like not getting picked? Especially after the first round, they thinking that he gonna get picked for a team, you know. And I just thought that was pretty crazy. I'm not familiar with this game. I just know I just know of him, you know, and so I just knew that he was a pretty good player. His dad was a pretty good player. His brother's a good player. So it's just, I was kind of talking to my mom the other day. I was like wondering, like, what did he do? Like, what did Deion Sanders do? And it is just basically like he's just a wealthy black man, and they're hating on him basically. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that's crazy because they just don't want to see us do good. They don't want to see us prosper. They want us to rely on them. And I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Yes. Well, another topic is, I feel like people grew up differently. Not everybody grew up the same. Some people grew up with lots of money. Some people grew up poor. But I don't think that makes you a bad person regardless how you grew up. I feel like, well, me personally, I think my childhood was pretty good. I feel like it could have been a little more better. I wish I would have been taught a lot more. And I feel like this generation, like when I was talking about the mental health at first, I'm also talking about how people grew up too. Like, I feel like most parents these days don't really teach you anything. So at school, like, you know, parents don't teach you nothing that can relate to the real world. You know? Can you agree or...
So I disagree. I feel like my parents, both my parents, they taught me different things just to appreciate about life. And also I just grew up differently from a lot of my peers. I have both my parents in my life. I have both my parents at home. And I just went through like private school my whole entire life. So I just seen different things, you know? But I obviously like take that like as a big appreciation, because that's not something that you just take lightly, because that's not an opportunity that, like, you know, people have every single day. And there's people that really would want like my type of lifestyle and things that I'm able to see every day and to obtain for every day. So I don't take that lightly at all. I thank God for it all the time, every day, because that shit could get taken away like instantly. So but with that, it's like, okay, look, so my parents are really big on like being yourself, being a leader. I am the oldest of three, so I have two little brothers. She's the oldest. We're both the oldest in our family. So, and okay, let's talk about this. Since we're talking about like birth order, so
February 1st.
And I'm February 2nd, so that's the craziest thing in the world. We met actually years ago, really. It's about to be 2 years in like August. So we met 2 years ago at Webster University, and we were roommates.
Yep.
And what was your first impression of me?
I thought you were mean, because when you walked into the room, you just was quiet and everything.
Bro, my parents were stressing me out, man.
I was like, is she cool?
Man, no, I wasn't cool. I was ready for them to go. I'm like, it's freedom. I'm like, hey.
No, but college, I don't know. I didn't take the first year as serious as I was, because it's college. I feel like everybody should have a good experience for the first year until farther on. But I kind of regret going to college. I didn't really learn as much. I wish I would have took a different route. And plus, the people for the first year wasn't too good. We had a lot of trouble going on for the first year with people. People got kicked out. People got in a fight. People had to get moved. It was just a lot going on. And I don't know. It was just a lot of drama. It did really mess up my mental health a little bit, being in school, even though I wasn't really doing my work. But I was trying, though. But...
Look, so I would like see her like leaving for class and everything, and she would just be like, all right, see you later, Rumi. And I'd be like, okay, bye. I got class at like 2 p.m. So, you know, sometimes I like walk her to class, and you know, she'll come back, and then I'll be like, okay, bye, I'm going to class. Like, we had two different like schedules. Like, my first semester of college,
early classes.
Yeah, and I had like later classes. Like, I had a class that ended at like 5 p.m. On the first day of school, my first class started at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it ended at 8. Man, I got out that class so fast, because She had us playing with sticks, bro. I was like, no. I'm not finna be painting with sticks. I can't do it.
Nah, I wanted would go to class, though.
I thought it was like an acting class. You know, I don't need help acting. I'll be lying all the night as well.
I did go to class, but sometimes I didn't feel like it. Because I wasn't learning anything. I didn't know what I was supposed to do in class. Like, I feel like teachers don't really explain a lot of stuff. Well, I'm a visual person, so I don't know. But I didn't really learn as much in college than I did in high school. And plus, I'm moving way more better without being in school. Like, I got my first apartment. I'm getting my degree online. I feel like everything. What you laughing at?
I'm not laughing, bro. My nose, my nose is stuffy, bro.
Anyway, I feel like I'm going in the right path. You definitely don't need to be in school to be successful, but you, I mean, it can be a lot of benefits from going to college, but you don't need to go to school to do what you want.
I feel like college is also really good for, like, building relationships with people. Like, also just building relationships with the teachers, the faculty, anyone. Because you could literally talk to somebody and they got something going on. That like, okay, so I had a class. This is all. We're going to talk about stuff in freshman year. We just going to build it up or, I guess, whatever. But, like, so freshman year, I had a class with this guy. And, you know, I didn't really talk to anybody, like, because I was a film major. I didn't really talk to anyone. I just kind of thought that, like, they were kind of, you know, I don't really want to say, you know, but I just thought they were, like, a little different from me. So I just was, like, you know, just taking it all in. Plus, I'm new. I'm a freshman. It's kind of like my first time being by myself without my parents. So I just kind of just was, like, chill, reserved, just looking. He had, like, you know, he had, like, something that I had said in class or whatever, and he told me he had, like a short film going on, and so, you remember that? No. Short film. It was that short film, oh, well, I just talked about it, but it was, like, a short film, like, about a robbery, at a, like, a little store or whatever, or I guess, like, a restaurant.
No, I do remember.
Yeah, so it was that, and I mean, like, look at that. I just talked to somebody, and I just got introduced to, like, my first short film acting in it. And I thought that was a pretty cool opportunity to have because I've never acted before besides, like, school shows, like, back in, like, elementary school when I had to, like, do some holiday show or something. Like, so that was pretty cool for me to, like, experience. So that's also, like, one of the things I think college is good for.
It can be. It could. Everybody has a different experience when they go to college or school in general. But I personally didn't really learn anything from it. I wish I would have took a different path way before I went to college. I didn't really think it through. I just thought, okay, my goal is to eventually help people. I love helping people. It can be a good thing helping people, and it can be a bad thing because people can take advantage of how you treat them, but I wish I would have definitely went a different path after high school. I would have been where I would have went, where I can't speak. I would have been where I would have. I can't speak. I definitely would have been where I was at if I didn't go to college. But I guess she heard, so
it was right? Like, you came here for a reason. You got a really good relationship out of this. Like, me, bro. Like, come on. Like, perfect, bro.
But I don't like how we think alike, though. I could be doing something, and you can be doing something. We could be talking to the same song. You could be talking to the same song.
No, for real. Like, we do the same stuff, but, like, it's like a font over. Like I'm italics, and she just regular. You know, like, you know, it's just something different. Or she's bold, or I'm italic. Like, it's literally the same.
I listen, she don't listen. But it could be on and off, though, because we was long walking in school. And my phone, I turned my phone off.
Here she goes.
I turned my phone off because I didn't want to give her no instructions because I already knew I was going the right way. But she was like, no, we're going the right way. Tell me why we see a sign. She told me, oh, it's right here. I told you it was right there the first time. She don't listen. And plus, she take all day. I hate being late. So she don't listen. She take all day.
Okay, look. So, it's definitely a type. I'm type B for sure. She's probably, I feel like you like type B / type A. Like, you not all the way type A.
How?
I don't know. I just, bro, type A would have did their homework.
I did do my homework.
No, you didn't.
Didn't turn it.
Bro, I swear.
I turned in a couple of work in college, bro. It just wasn't good. I wasn't learning anything I was supposed to be.
Honestly, I can't even tell you what I really learned. I mean, So I learned a lot of stuff in like my film classes. I've learned about like different types of like management in my business classes. And I learned more about people in all my classes and like what I don't like and what I do like. But like as for like taking that and like making a career out of it, I'm still learning, baby. This is my first year being a business student. I was thinking I wanted to be a director and direct documentaries, you know, for the longest time. So me just switching over to business and sports, I've always been interested in sports. Like that sports has been like in my life since I was born, because my dad has a really big passion for sports and I have brothers and they play sports. So that's just going to be in my life forever. And now that I'm making a career out of it, it's really, I'm just going to die. Talk about sports at this point. Like,
do you ever play any sports?
Okay, look, so hey, I play basketball, bro. Believe it or not, my short ass playing basketball, I swear. I had really good defense, but offense was ass. My little brother will talk about
it. He was a bench player.
Okay, but I came off the bench hot and ready to defend. No, but like, you know them motherfuckers that like, they never play basketball a day in their life, but they coaches. Like, you know, like they studied it. So
would you ever play basketball or any sports here in school?
No.
Why not? Like, they got way more stuff you can do. You can play. I think they got soccer, basketball. I don't think Webster got a football team. They don't got a football team. But you can definitely do basketball, do a defense player, since that's what you're good at.
Man, they wouldn't want me on the team. I would take their spot. Like, let's talk about it. They wouldn't want me on the team here.
But I feel like the next episode, I want to bring another guest on here. Somebody that I don't know, maybe you know, they can probably come on here.
Okay, yeah. We just going to have to do some tryouts because y'all not finna be talking crazy on our
podcast. I will get my cousin on here, but my other co-host, because she's supposed to be here. We kept delaying the podcast because she had work. And she went to Chicago.
Right. Yeah. My parents are so spontaneous. When you got two air signs for parents, it's like they just be doing stuff. Like, they'll just pick up and let's go to Chicago. Let's pick up and do this. So, it's just like I just be on their time.
We were definitely supposed to film the podcast.
We was been supposed to film
a while ago.
Yeah.
Next episode is going to be Cure on her, the co-host. I think she off Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so
we can do it next Tuesday. I don't got class on Tuesday.
Make it work again on them days that she's off, because I work every day. I don't have no off days for real. And she be at school or she be outside. Speaking of being outside, because see, that's another thing. I'm not an outside person. Like, I don't care to go outside. I really be at work or at home, because people are crazy these days. But she'll call me or text me talking about, let's go to a party or something. I'm like, what party? And I was just telling you today, like, I'm not a party type. You thought I was talking about was a party hoe. And I ain't
me. I'm not no party hoe. But one thing about me,
you definitely have more connections and be outside more than me, though.
That's because I be talking to people. Like, all you gotta do is talk to somebody. They gonna be like, this going on. And I just be like, all right, I'm there. But last Saturday, bro, I was like, I'm not going outside no more, because it was just some stuff that went down that made me be like, all right, I'm not fucking with nobody no more. We're gonna have to do bleeps because I'm just cursing, bro. Or I just need to watch my mouth. Okay.
It's okay.
Bro, like, because my mama gonna be like, girl, you cursing and you. Yeah, whatever.
I don't want to edit or anything.
Yeah, I'm just going to, it's going to be like, beep, 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 every time I'm saying something. But, like, I'm talking that real stuff. Like, you know, I would have said real shit, but.
She want to say real shit, so I'm going to say real shit for it.
Real shit, bro, like, for real.
Okay, what? Since you said you don't really have regrets about how you grew up and stuff, would you give somebody advice for anything? Like, if you can tell your younger self.
Oh, yeah, leave them boys alone. Leave them boys alone and don't talk to no YN, because they, you know, look, everybody got their different types. And I'm not saying like athletes are better, but like,
I feel like, I don't know, everybody can be different, but this one I said, this generation, it's not meant for love, bro. Like, people are different. But I can personally say, my advice for my younger self, I definitely say, be more confident and don't let people tell you what you can't do or what you, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you're living for yourself. Ain't nobody living for you. You're going to die alone. You came in the world alone.
You living for yourself so and God.
For yourself.
God first, baby.
Amen.
Okay. For real.
Oh, we used to go to church back in school.
Yeah, like, we have so many stories. That's why I feel like this podcast is going to be so good. Like, we have so much to talk about. I got something to say. I got something to say. All you niggas. All you bitches.
Just go ahead and say it now. What you holding up for?
No, but, like, it's just so many things to say. Like, we got to break this up into episodes. Like, we can really film the second episode right now.
What's the word?
Okay. But yeah, so what? Wait, when's the next time? We can cut this out.
Probably next week sometime.
What day?
I don't know. I gotta look at my schedule.
Okay. For me, Tuesday works. But yeah, so going back to like the regrets, like what? Okay, look. So I'm just saying, like, I don't have any. Okay, look. I do have some regrets because it's like, okay. Like
everybody has regrets. You just.
I don't really think about it. Like, I don't really think about it. I just be going. What he say?
Who?
Young Thug. Yeah. Stop. Keep going. Or some. Yeah, it's something. But, like, just leave them YNs alone, bruh. Like, don't. I don't know. It's something about them YNs. It's just like, uh-uh.
So it's females.
Female YNs. All boy YNs.
Is to be tricked on and y'all be cheating. Can't you agree?
Hey, she tripping. I don't know what she's talking about.
I'm just saying.
All right, we're going to end this podcast on this one.
No, y'all definitely, females don't got no loyalty, bro. And trust me when I say you're not the only one the person is talking to.
Okay, look, for me, I want somebody that's going to provide and that's going to, is a leader. Like, I want to be able to trust a man to lead and trust that I'm going to be secure and safe and respected and protected. And I don't get that. So if I'm not getting that, then you're not going to get full of me, all of me.
A relationship takes two people. Do you believe in 50-50 or is it just about him just putting it all in and you just...
I've done 50-50 before, but I've also done, like, he just put it all in and I'm not doing shit. I'm saying expense-wise. Like, expense-wise, I've done 50-50. Mm-hmm. I've done 75 fucking... You know, 25. I've done it all. I even did 100, and I was there 100. Okay, I had a broke ass nigga for a man. Okay, and I just couldn't leave his broke ass alone.
I can't speak about the 50-50 because I'd be the one tricking. I'd be the one giving it on my own. But I definitely want somebody that can do the same for me because I deserve love too. Most people think studs just supposed to just sit back, just do manly shit. Manly stuff, you feel me? And just be there. But I deserve to be loved on too. That's why a relationship takes 50-50. I don't know how people can just sit there and just let one partner do everything. No. What are you learning from just one person doing something? So, I don't know.
For me, I just feel like I feel like it should be like if he got like 10% one day, I should have 90%. You know, like, we should just match each other. And if you got 50 one day, I got 50 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just, like, me being caring, being supportive, and, like, caring about who I'm with. It's not like, okay, I'm going to just sit there and let him do everything, and I'm just going to sit on my ass all day. No, I'm not going to do that. Like, that's not that, because I didn't see my mama doing it, so why am I going to do it?
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about expense-wise, I feel like... There's a time where he's supposed to court you. You're supposed to, like, do things before it's, like, you know, having sex and taking things further. Because it's, like, sex is very permanent. Yeah. Sex is a very permanent thing. And I feel like we should not be having it, like, with everybody. We should not be, like, sharing that experience with everyone.
People don't have self-respect these days. They rather give up their body for money or anything
just for a time. Like, it took a minute because, like, for me, I would have sex with someone just because, like, I wanted them to care about me, I wanted them to like me. But no, That's not what that's going to do. That's going to make him be like, all right, I already did what I wanted to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he wanted to do. Like,
he'll leave you alone.
Yeah, he'll leave you alone, okay? Nah, I'm just saying. But, hey, they be doubling back. But, like,
they always come back.
They always come back.
It's what they want, X. Come back home.
Man. I ain't gonna fake it. There's somebody that I want to come back, but, like, God removed them from my life for a reason.
We gonna get
like, come on,
too.
Let's talk about it. Like, okay. Just because you miss that person, you miss what y'all had going on, that don't mean he or she's supposed to be in your life forever, you know? And that's just that. Like, God said, okay, you have this experience. You need to learn what happened, and you need to take that and put that into the rest of your life and put that into, like, the rest of your situations instead of, like, okay, I do miss how he made me feel or how she made me feel, you know, because I was just looking at pictures from my ex earlier today, and I was like, damn, like, I miss him. But then I thought about it, I'm like, I was fucking pulling my goddamn eyelashes out because of him. Like, you gotta think about it. Like, you gotta learn. Like, and that's the motherfucker that was literally paying to go see him, paying to do this, made a whole fucking National Boyfriend's Day basket like a dumbass, you know? But, like, I'm just in love. So, it's just, like, I was just in love. Like, you know, so it's just, like, you gotta learn from your experiences, and you gotta take that and put that into your life. For real.
I used to be a crasher. I'm not saying that I am crazy as I was, but love will definitely make you a different person. Like, it will make you look at somebody so different. And I feel like God removed me from the person I was talking to for a reason, but I never got any closure, like, because I was always getting shut down for how I was feeling. And if God was to bring her back, I definitely wanted to talk about everything that went wrong and everything, because I feel like everybody deserves to have a conversation with what went wrong instead of being blocked. And you know what I mean?
See, one thing about me, I'm gonna block you.
No, right.
I'm gonna block you because I don't need that. Look, I be blocking somebody because they don't answer the phone. It's real strict around
here. It's not how you communicate, though.
That's my problem, though. I know that's my problem because I don't, like, I'm a little spoiled. You know, I just be thinking, like, okay, like, no, it's just, I don't know. I be getting mad, and then I guess I'm an avoidant attachment because I can get attached extremely easily. Just be, oh, somebody said I'm pretty. Oh, my God. But at the same time, like, I know I'm pretty. Like, I get called that by my mom, my dad. So it's just like, okay, look, it's also like a self-respect thing. Like, you need to, it's self-confidence and being insecure. Like, just because somebody's saying you're pretty or that you're, you know, attractive or saying nice things to you, but you need to, like, also focus on what the hell they're actually doing and body language and just all type of things that go on with just, like, being, you know, a human being. Like, just looking at them, they can say a lot. I could say I want to be with you, but I'm not texting you. I'm not calling you. I'm not complimenting you. I'm not spending no time with you. I'm not making myself available to see you. Like, that's just lying. Now you lying. Why are you lying?
Two different aquariuses, bro. Because no, you like to stay distance when you feel how you feel, and you don't want to communicate. So you just said you rather block than doing what you gotta do because of self-respect.
It's okay, look, so if I like somebody, I'm gonna try until I can't try no more.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to say.
But I'm saying, like, just with a little boy that I was texting for, like, a day. Okay,
they don't
block.
Count. They don't
block.
Count. You shouldn't even be feeling a deep feeling with the person.
Man, look, if we stay on the phone for at least 2 hours, I'm like, shit, that's my man. That's my problem.
I used to get attached friends, but you gotta learn how to detach yourself from people because it's gonna look like you're crazy and stuff.
Shit,
like, I can't do that. But it's the first podcast. If I ain't had work today, we could have definitely. What time is it? We could have definitely stayed. I could have definitely stayed a little early, but I gotta be at work soon.
I should have went to class.
And the next time, Kiorica, she gonna be on her. She know Kiora. You like Kiora?
Yeah, she cool. I like Kiora. She hella funny. She stop.
She alright, right? But we gotta get her on the next podcast because she the co-host, you feel me? And of course, Mommy here. So I just want to say, make sure y'all stay tuned for the next podcast. I don't know when the next podcast is going to be, but
it could be next year.
I can schedule it when I can be available for the day. And probably have a future guest, maybe a famous person one day. You think we're going to blow up?
I think we're going to blow up.
You think so?
They fuck with us. I fuck with you, so. That's that cocky shit. But I don't give a fuck. We that shit. Y'all that shit. You know, we just go. If you don't fuck with me, there's something wrong with you. You know, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we definitely want to, I definitely want to lead an impact on people with the podcast. That's why I chose the name Stay Valid, because Stay Valid, I think it means just, like, stay true to yourself. Like, be who you are. Like, don't be afraid to be who you are for somebody else, because eventually everybody going to see their true colors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, that's what Stay Valid is. So, eventually, we can get, you know, little baby on here one day.
How did I know you were going to say that? I knew. Like, that was like, okay, look, so she used to listen to Lil Baby every single day, like, in the shower, listening to the whole album. Like, bro, no skips? You tell me there's no skips?
This new album is pretty good. He not as hard as he used to be back in the day.
Man, 2016 Lil Baby was hard.
But he's still good. Like, I was talking to my coworker, and he was like, he don't really like Lil Baby or any Moneybagg, too. He don't like Moneybagg either. He white, but he white kid.
He don't count.
But
not this way.
No. He said he don't like them because they use auto-tune. I feel like if you just got a good beat, you can rap to anything. Like, I'm attracted to just hearing the beat. I'm going to like the music. I only listen to the words, for real. So, I mean, sometimes, but
okay, what makes you attracted to a person, like a girl?
Attracted?
Yeah.
I don't really care about looks, for real.
No, I'm just, no, not but even like, that. No, I'm saying, like, what makes you attracted to them?
I'm saying, like, I like when a person, when she got her own stuff going on. Because if you don't got your own stuff going on, that means you're dependent on me. And it's all about you. Again, like, I don't want that. And I definitely like somebody that's very caring. Somebody that can communicate. Because I can communicate. I will try to do what I got to do for my relationship. But I can definitely shut down sometimes. And I definitely block. Sometimes, don't I block them?
Yeah, she blocked me.
I can definitely block.
For a bitch, she don't even talk to.
Right, she
but look who's still here.
Why you being messy?
But look who's still here. Look who she's doing a podcast
with. Why you being messy,
and man? I still need my ones.
No, you don't.
I do.
Your one. It's a new year, bro.
And okay. I'm still on the same bullshit.
No, see, she messy. I can be messy. I can troll.
Who's messy?
I can troll and be messy. But she's going to point out who she talking about. I already know who you're talking about.
Bro. I'm hella direct.
No,
ain't no sneak diss or nothing. If I remember her name, I would say it on this podcast.
I'm not telling her. But yeah, this is the end of the podcast. And yeah. You want to say something?
Hey. Thank you for listening. We gonna cut a few things out, but yeah, have a good day.
Yep.
Stay valid. Stay true.
Leonard.